From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting President Barack Obama to lay out plans for combating terrorism. Mr. Obama is making a primetime television address to the country late Sunday, hoping to calm Americans' fears about terrorist attacks. The president also plans to update the country on the investigation into last week's shootings in California. In advance of the speech, the White House said Mr. Obama will discuss the nature of the terrorist threat, how it has evolved, and how it will be defeated. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an explosion Sunday in southern Yemen that killed the governor of Aden province and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in Aden. The city has been a key battleground in the country. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Mr. Assad said Islamic State cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone. He said the only strikes that have been effective are those done by Russia. The U.S. and others in the West say Russia's airstrikes have largely focused on rebels and not Islamic State fighters. Britain expanded its involvement in the U.S.-led coalition last week. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they have reached an agreement to end their political deadlock. If approved by the nation's two rival parliaments, the agreement will resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. This is VOA News.